From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you head to downtown Sacramento, you would be hard-pressed to overlook the many vibrant murals that line buildings and streets. There are hundreds throughout the entire city, a creative movement largely credited to Wide Open Walls, a nonprofit that started in 2017 with the slogan Art for All, and a mission to activate spaces and alleyways and buildings throughout Sacramento. But the organization has come under fire about its newest mural, meant to celebrate Lunar New Year and Tet in the city's Little Saigon community. The backlash on social media, as well as at a recent City Arts Commission meeting, accused Wide Open Walls of cultural inaccuracies with the murals, as well as not commissioning any Asian artists to work on the piece in a historic Vietnamese community during one, if not the, biggest holidays. And this has sparked deeper concerns about the nonprofit and how it collaborates with local artists from all backgrounds. We invited Wide Open Walls on the show. They declined, but CEO David Saban sent us a statement that we'll dive into during this conversation. Joining us is Hannah Ross with Solving Sacramento, a journalism collaborative that partners with Cap Radio, sharing her reporting with local artists and city officials, as well as some possible solutions. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, Hannah.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, I briefly described what Solving Sac is, but if someone's learning about Solving Sacramento for the first time, what is it?
Sure. So as you mentioned, we are a journalism collaborative that is made up of seven nonprofit newsrooms and for-profit newsrooms in around Sacramento, including one civic engagement organization as well. We cover key issues in the Sacramento region from a solutions-based lens, as in we look for the problems to the key issues facing Sacramento, like affordable housing, economic equity, the environment, and in the arts.
And that obviously shaped your approach when reporting on this story. How did you first become aware of Lunar New Year and the murals that were in Little Saigon?
Sure. So I saw the post on Instagram, like many, and then spent the next couple of hours reading through the almost 300 comments that poured in over the afternoon. And that really sparked my interest in the piece. Me and my editor were having some discussion, and she had actually wanted to cover Wide Open Walls for some time. So I think this was an interesting opening to the sort of issue that we were looking at.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, there were hundreds of comments when the murals were posted on Wide Open Walls' Instagram page. For someone who's just learning about this now, or maybe doesn't have Instagram, you know, hasn't seen the murals, what are the main issues that the community, local artists, that they've taken with this art piece?
Totally. So Wide Open Walls commissioned five murals on the new WellSpace Health building on Stockton Boulevard. And the murals largely they posted on Instagram an invitation for the community to come to an event celebrating Tet and Lunar New Year. The murals that they showcased in the Instagram post were mostly, there were four images or murals of dragons and one of a Kalinga warrior. These images were largely critiqued in the comments, specifically the Kalinga warrior, for having inaccurate markings, for being sort of caricature-like of sort of the key elements of these like significant holidays. Specifically, also, it was noted that it seemed no like local community members were consulted about the murals, and also they had chosen five non-AAPI men to paint the murals in the heart of Little Saigon.
Yeah, and when it comes to that one piece with the Kalinga warrior, mm-hmm. I mean, that is tied to indigenous people from the Philippines. From my understanding, I wasn't aware that those who identify who are Filipino, do they celebrate Lunar New Year?
No, yeah. Tet? And from various sources, I heard that response as well. And it just sort of felt like kind of a big, just sort of like an obvious oversight on multiple levels by the people who are painting the murals, by Wide Open Walls, by the lack of engagement with the community in receiving feedback for the art before it went up on the walls. This was the first most people were hearing of it.
You spoke with a lot of people in the community. What stands out to you about the artists and people in the community that you interviewed for your story?
They were all wonderful, extremely passionate, and really cared about the community of Little Saigon. They care about the Sacramento artist community. A lot of them are working artists in Sacramento, have received funding from the city of Sacramento to do art. Many of them have even worked with Wide Open Walls before and have had experience with the mural organization. So they were really just like, they were extremely well-informed, they knew what they were talking about, and they really cared and felt like they had been not consulted or included or engaged in this process.
Given that Wide Open Walls has been in the city, I know it's its own nonprofit, but mm-hmm. it's been in the city now for several years. What do you know about this organization, this nonprofit?
Yeah, sure. So Wide Open Walls started in 2016, actually by the City Arts Commission, as a mural festival. And then it became sort of clear that the city didn't have the capacity to keep up a mural festival going every single year, which is when David Saban, who was on the Arts Commission at the time, sort of stepped in and created Wide Open Walls as we sort of know it today. I think this is there's a lot of questions in the community around some of this history, which is why it will be exciting to learn more about it as we do in the next couple months. But yeah, that's sort of how Wide Open Walls was created. About 2 years later, it became a nonprofit. They have done about 600 murals across the region, including some really recognizable ones, like the Johnny Cash one by Shepherd Fairey on the Residence Inn on L Street, or Shauna McDaniel's mural on 19th and N Street. So they are very prevalent in the city, as we know, and their mural fest still goes every summer.
Yeah, every summer. I mean, that's something I'm familiar with. I mean, if you just head to downtown during that time, I mean, it's pretty hard to miss. The backlash that Wide Open Walls received, it wasn't just reserved for social media. I mean, there was an Arts, Culture, Creative Economy Commission, that's the City Art Commission. They held their scheduled meeting this week, and there was passionate public comment from people in the community. We're going to listen to some excerpts of their statements. I want to start with Diana, who lives in Little Saigon.
My name is Diana. I am not an artist. I am a first-generation Vietnamese-American born and raised here in Sacramento. My mom and dad are both 1 in 10. I have 60 first cousins. We all live here in Sacramento. Fete is the most important holiday for us because it is a testament to the resilience of my people and embodies the spirit of hope and unity and honoring our ancestors. And we do that through traditional dances, meals, rituals, and much more, none of which are represented in any way in the new mural in Little Saigon. Misrepresenting Fete undermines its profound significance and reduces our sacred tradition to superficial stereotypes. This perpetuates ignorance and fosters a shallow understanding that fails to represent my culture. I urge you to guide these organizers to do their due diligence before diminishing the dignity of my people.
And it's important to mention that these public comments, it spanned nearly an hour. I mean, even the commissioner said it was very unusual for their art commission meetings. You were there. Can you help us visualize what it was like?
Totally. So about 60 people showed up, which, yes, the commissioner mentioned was probably more than had come to a meeting in the history she had been there. Cruz, who's the commissioner for District 4, I can't remember his last name at the moment, but he made a pretty funny comment that was sort of like, yeah, I've been doing this since 2019. I've never seen so many people show up, but I'm really happy that everyone's here. The comments did go over an hour. They were all extremely passionate, and I think there were more people who were interested in speaking. I think it was a really great first step in terms of transparency around the issue and like the community showing up and saying like, hey, we want to talk about this. Like, let's talk about it more.
Yeah. And as Diana, you know, mentioned in her public comment, you know, given that her and her family have such deep roots in Little Saigon, Little Saigon also has a deep history in Sacramento. It's a historic community. I mean, I think it was officially designated by the city as Little Saigon a little over a decade ago in 2010. Talk to us about this community for people who don't live in the city.
Sure. So Little Saigon is a 2-mile stretch in South Sacramento that incorporates parts of Stockton Boulevard. It was designated 14 years ago as its own neighborhood, which was super cool, I think, but also has an over 40 years of history of Vietnamese immigrants and community building there. It began as a community after the arrival of Vietnamese immigrants following the Vietnam War. And since then, there's like lots of local businesses. It's a very like vibrant and alive community that has really also taken to the sort of designation as a community and neighborhood on its own.
I want to get to another person who spoke during public comment, and they really hone in on the Kalinga warrior. Their name is Jamie. They're a Filipina artist, and this is part of what they said during public comment.
My name is Jamie Pesquisa Cardenas. I'm here to represent for the culture and not just the art. What happened in Little Saigon is a symptom of a greater problem that I come here to speak out against. What I'm even wearing isn't just textiles and clothes, but means so much more. My markings represent my ancestors. What happened in Little Saigon was a caricature of a Kalinga warrior. Kalinga people are an indigenous peoples group in the Cordilleras of the Philippines. Even Filipinos that walk by, they may look at it and say, oh my God, that's so dope. And it speaks to a greater problem, that there's no spaces that are culturally aware, culturally informed, that are actually welcoming us to the table. We're being used.
And Hannah, you also spoke with other Filipino artists in Sacramento. What did you learn from them?
I think the key critique I heard from everyone and what I learned from them is that they mostly just felt like kind of overlooked entirely and sort of like used as, you know, like the murals are sort of depicting their culture and they're like an interpretation of their culture, but they were not part of that conversation or even had any agency in that depiction. And what I heard from all of them was just that like representation really matters. It's 2024. We've had this conversation how many times? This is disappointing, but it's unsurprising given the history with the organization, but they don't want to see it anymore.
And during public comment, as well as on that Instagram post, I mean, there are a lot of people who take issue with and have concerns and criticisms with the history of Wide Open Walls. And the final clip I'm going to play from public comment is from Francesca, and Francesca touches upon this.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Francesca Gomez. I'm a Filipina artist, and I've been painting in Sacramento, murals in Sacramento, for the last 10 years. Wide Open Walls' latest project in Little Saigon is not only indicative of their carelessness, but their deliberate exploitation and extraction of our communities. Many artists, cultural workers, and organizations have raised flags to WOW since their inception. They have failed to listen to constructive criticism, and as much as we would love to see a mural festival in Sacramento thrive, WOW unfortunately does not exist to improve the livelihood of artists. Many artists are afraid to speak for fear of being blacklisted by the organization, which to me is telling of their exploitation.
So, and I want to get into Wide Open Walls, or WOW, as they're also called. You know, they did respond to the backlash on social media. They updated or posted a comment on that post. They also sent us a statement that we'll get into a little bit. But overall, what stands out to you about how they're responding to this?
That's an interesting question. I think before they had sent a statement, I would say sort of lack of response would be a better way to phrase that, because my understanding is that they had only left a statement under the Instagram post, which they had which basically said, we'd like to hold a forum. We are seeking feedback. We did an open call. We reached out. We did our due diligence, which I think when I talked to many of my sources, there was no real evidence of that, of the open call or of reaching out to sort of community members and asking about what they thought of the mural going in.
Yeah. And we did invite them to come on the show. And instead of coming on, they did give us a statement. And it's a lengthy statement. We actually have it on our website. But essentially, the statement from David Sabon said that at our festival, we prioritize supporting local talent and that they stand behind the fact that they feature one of the most diverse portfolios of participating artists and that they're a small nonprofit organization operating within a limited budget, because commission fees were also a big question and a big criticism from local artists. But they also realized that this particular instance, they could have done a better job in the planning stages. How do you think, given that you've had so many conversations with local artists, and also really the Arts Commission, I mean, where does this go from here? What can happen?
Sure. Well, what I thought was interesting about his response when I read it was the sort of clear attention to the fiscal critiques, because that wasn't necessarily the main conversation happening on Instagram, but it was the conversation happening at the commission. So it's good that they're paying attention to these complaints. I think, where do we go from here? At the commission, it was very exciting. They motioned to make Wide Open Walls sort of an agenda point for next month's meeting, which will be on the second Monday of March. Which I think is a really good step in terms of looking for transparency and just getting a better understanding of what's happening with Wide Open Walls, how this is impacting the arts community.
And the commission, if I understand correctly, they're not a policing body. So what can the City Arts Commission do?
That is a really good point. They also made that clear in the meeting on Monday. You know, they are not there to sort of police other arts orgs. But
which is a separate nonprofit.
Right, exactly. But I think what they can do first is create space for healing for the people in the arts community who feel specifically kind of targeted or like they haven't been able to thrive because of the existence of or the actions of this organization. And I also think, space for healing, listening. I also think there are a lot of artists who are interested in, like, who express that Wide Open Walls as a concept is a really amazing thing for the city of Sacramento. Like, we want to see more public art, more mural projects. But how can we move forward with a more transparent approach to an organization like this? How can we get clarity around, like, how much these murals should be worth for artists and where they're going and who's being chosen and selected? Like, where is the selection committee when we're picking the art that's going to, you know, reflect our community back to us on the walls of the buildings we walk by every day?
Yeah. Finally, we did take a drive by the mural in off Stockton Boulevard in Little Saigon, and it seemed like portions have been painted over or they had been updated. I mean, I believe this was a temporary mural, correct? Do you think this is going to stay?
That is a really good question. I think people are waiting to hear that. I do know that the Klinga Warrior mural was repainted after critiques. So I'm not sure to what degree all of them will be repainted or what sort of the next steps are from Wide Open Walls, because I haven't been able to get in contact with them. But I do think that there's an opportunity here also to sort of the community clearly wants to speak on this issue. And so if you're willing to listen, then there's a lot of people, I'm sure, who would be interested in working on righting the wrongs.
Yeah. And I actually do remember David did say that it was always meant to be a temporary installation, but revisions have clearly taken place in the last week or so. Hannah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Hannah Ross is a reporter with Solving Sacramento, sharing her reporting about a Lunar New Year and Tet mural in the city's Little Saigon community by Wide Open Walls that has received backlash for cultural inaccuracies and not including Asian artists or local stakeholders. As I mentioned, we invited Wide Open Walls on the show. They declined, but CEO David Saban sent us a statement that reads in part, "We stand behind the fact that when compared to other mural festivals in the country, we feature one of the most diverse portfolios of participating artists, including many API artists, Black, Latinx, non-binary, LGBT, women, and more. This diversity is central to our mission and ethos. We realize in this particular instance, we could have done better in the planning stages, and we're committed to making those changes." You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.